The first work you will encounter is a piece called Paint. The artist is not a painter, but a conceptual artist working in the medium of paint. This was the first work ever installed in this gallery, and it still remains in the permanent collection of the museum. The artist's intent was to test the senses of the observer. First, the sense of smell. Then the auditory sense. And finally, the visual sense. Tactile sensation would also be involved, were it not for the velvet roping and security personnel employed to protect the work from you. Slight changes in color due to the gradual changes in manufacturer's dye lots and the effects of the passage of time on the existing layers have occurred over the years. Also, as this work, which by the way is forever in progress, evolves, one result is that the room itself becomes smaller.
The room becomes imperceptibly smaller.
Sometimes the paint, which is generally not applied by the artist, but by able, well-paid assistants, is applied over the entire surface evenly. But more often, it is applied in small amounts here and there, in random, ever-changing locations, most of which are at or slightly below the viewer's eye level. Again, were you allowed to employ the sense of touch to explore this work, and if you possessed a highly trained and accurate tactile sense, you might discover the names, birth years, and places of origin, as well as the titles of works of many other artists buried under the surface of this very large and subtle work. A truly masterful use of the space, this work includes an ever-changing audio element, the most remarkable aspect of which does not involve sound generated by the work itself,
so much as the manner in which the sounds that you and other patrons make
are either absorbed by or reflected off of the surface of the work. The room becomes imperceptibly smaller.
Thank you.
against it, like a suction cup. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Touch it.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Touch it. Touch it.
Bitte zurückbleiben. Bitte halten Sie 1 Meter Abstand zum Kunstwerk.
And on your left, if you look closely, you may notice random darkened spots and oily marks on the surface of the work. On your next visit to the museum, you will see that those marks have been covered over. And other similar changes in the pigment will appear in other locations.